Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday morning. Monday, November 24th, 2025. 11:24:25, 15 minutes past the hour. And we are going to do something to kick off the morning this morning that we have done for many years now. It is a tradition here in Marion as the Wyman Christmas Tree Sale, the Wyman Live Christmas Tree Sale, will be kicking off here in Marion later this week. This is a tradition that has been going on for many years here in Marion. People of all ages and all generations have loved this for decades, and we've been doing these phone calls for several years, which are always a lot of fun. I welcome to these microphones in this week of Thanksgiving, to kick off this week of Thanksgiving, a member of the Y-Men here in Marion, Marshall Cunningham. Marshall, how are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm doing well. Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
You know, I was thinking our annual phone call may have been going on just about as long as the tree sale itself at this point.
Well, if you were born in the early 50s, that might have been possible.
You know, I always enjoy this because it's like the season has started.
Yes. Yeah. We are heading right into the holiday season, and it really kicked off for me personally when the semi-truck rolled up to our tree lot over on the corner of Reed and Church Street just this last Saturday, and we unloaded over 350 balsam Christmas trees. It is upon us.
You know, Marshall, for people listening, what is a balsam tree?
What is a balsam tree? Well, it's a species of evergreen trees, often grown in northern climates. And these trees come from our supplier that we've used for many, many years now, Noglers. Is the tree farm up in Nova Scotia. And, it was interesting, as they were pulling the trees off of the trailer, and I was looking at the cut end of the tree, and I was counting the rings on the tree. Well, my son was inside the trailer, and I called out to him, and I said, "Hey," I said, "this tree was planted when you joined the Wyman." And so a nice 10-year, 12-year-old tree, and as always, once they cut a tree, they plant a new tree. And it's been going on for many years now.
You know, Marshall, personally, having a son involved in this group, you being involved in this group, what does this event and this group mean to you at this point?
Well, it sure brings back a lot of fond memories, and we live on the corner of Church and Forest Lawn, not a block away from the tree lot, and as my son was growing up, even as a little kid, he loved to run around and play in the tree lot, and as he got older, even as a young teenager, he would end up hanging out with these old guys in the trailer and going out and helping sell trees. Eventually, when he put his plans together for his Eagle Scout project to build 12 picnic tables for the community, the Wyman immediately said, "Just send us the bill and we'll buy all the lumber that your picnic tables take," and that was the start of it. He joined the Wyman when he was 18, and I joined at the same time, and it has been a rewarding experience for both of us.
Want to talk about the Wyman themselves as we go along in this interview, but just to get all of the information for people who might want a live Christmas tree, when does the live Christmas tree sale start, and where does it take place?
It's coming up this Friday, Black Friday, November 28th, and it'll continue for probably a couple of weeks until we're all sold out. We are open on Black Friday and Black Friday only from noon until 7, and then on Saturday and Sunday, moving forward, again, open from noon until 7 in the evening. And then during the week, Monday through Friday, from 4 until 7 in the evening. And we are located at the corner of Reed Avenue and East Church Street, just next to the Marion City School building that's there on the corner.
Now, Marshall, run down some of the different types of trees that you have and the prices on the trees.
You know, over the years, we just have kind of focused on the balsam trees. They are always our biggest seller. In years past, we've had other types of trees. We've had a mix of white pine and black spruce and blue spruce trees along with our balsams. But because of the popularity of the balsam trees that we bring in, we have a variety of different sizes and prices. What we call the table topper tree, the little shorter trees, 3 foot, maybe 4 foot tall trees, those are $20 a piece, nice for an apartment or maybe a second tree. Some people have two trees. Then we move on to the medium balsam trees. Those are 6 to 8 feet tall. Medium meaning that the branches are a little more spread out, and those are $55 a piece. Then we go to the heavy balsam trees. Those are trees with a much more dense build, lots of branches, lots of sturdy branches. Those are $60. And then we have 10 tall trees that are 10 foot to 12 foot tall. And those are $75 a piece. Our prices haven't changed from last year. We're not affected. Nogglers, and apparently, according to the tariff policies that are in place that exempt these Christmas trees, so Nogglers held to their price. We held to our price, and we're able to offer. I feel really good about the value of the trees that we have, and the service that we provide when folks come to come pick out a tree.
Now tell people about that service, Marshall, because I think that's one of the great pluses that the Wyman and the group here in Marion do that you do not get everywhere you might buy a live Christmas tree.
Well, we sit in our trailer, no one's on the lot, and a headlights pull in, and we snap to action. And one or two of us will come out to greet the family, walk out among the trees, pick out one or two trees at a time, hold them out, spin them around, shake them, make sure that they're exactly what they want, and then maybe we move on, and we move down the way to another tree. while we set the first one aside, and then we go to another tree and we'll look at that one. So we're always patient and glad to help folks, you know, just find that right tree for the right location in their house. And once we select a tree, if they're going to put it in water right away, we'll make a fresh cut on the bottom of the trunk, because as you know, once a tree is cut, the sap will start to flow and seal off that cut at the bottom. And once that is sealed, then it won't drink water as easily as it would if it were a fresh cut. So we'll make the cut, and we'll help the folks load the tree on top of their car and strap it down with twine and toss it in their back of a pickup truck. We'll do everything we can to make sure that the family has everything they need for their tree.
So this is really a full-service event for people who come to pick out their tree.
Yeah, we'd love to meet the folks who come out. So often, they're repeat customers, but the best experience I have is a first-time customer that's never had a live tree and want to get back to that tradition of a live Christmas tree in their home. And with advice that we can offer on watering and setting it up and care and precautions, because of course electric lights and Christmas trees and, you know, the inherent fire hazard if you aren't careful. We love to walk folks through those different steps and foster, once again, repeat customers that come back year after year.
You know, Marshall, for a lot of people who have never had a live Christmas tree, or even those who have, taking care of these trees becomes an interesting part of this. Because, you know, we've heard many things over the years. We've heard water with sugar at the base of the tree, keeping it saturated just like you would a plant, is helpful. What are the best ways that you have found to keep these trees alive for the month, 5 weeks that they are up?
Well, I've heard them all. And I've even heard people tossing in an aspirin in the water, or 7-Up, or, as you said, sugar water, or even commercially available fertilizer that you add to the water for Christmas trees. I've heard all of those, but I just like to water my tree. I just use water. All those other ideas, I'm sure, have their merits, but the important thing is that the bowl that the tree stump or trunk sits in never dries out. And that's critical, especially during those, oh, maybe even 3, 4, 5 days. You could literally fill that bowl of water twice, maybe even 3 times a day as it drinks up that water during those early times. Then after several days, it of course naturally will begin to slow down, and you may need to fill the water maybe once a day, maybe once every other day as the time goes on. But as long as you keep water in that bowl, then the sap will not seal off the bottom of the trunk. Once it goes dry, then it'll take, it won't draw the water, and it will, you know, accelerate its dry out as the needles become more fragile.
Are people generally concerned about this? Thank goodness, in recent years, I don't think we've heard as many stories about tree fires and things of that nature. I think the wattage on the bulbs is a lot less than it used to be. Are the stories getting less and maybe the worry getting a little less, even though we still definitely should be cautious?
Yeah, I think so, too. I think you bring up a good point, Scott, with the LED lights that are now out, with the little mini lights that hardly put out any heat at all. It's always a good practice that if you leave the house, you should turn the lights off the tree, regardless of what type of lights you have or how cool they get when they are lit. But I always make sure that the bulbs are positioned so that they're not directly up against the branches, the needles, and then I'll be sure to always turn the tree off. Of course, at night, when you go to bed, and when you leave the house during the day or in the evening.
Marshall, what is it about a live tree that makes it preferable for a lot of people over a fake tree?
You know, it's a...
I guess I should say artificial. I was looking for the right word. Artificial,
yeah.
Tree.
Artificial. Well, you know, it's frankly, Scott, it's a bit of a hassle. It really is. You know, you got to go out in the middle of the snow, and you got to pick out a tree, and you got to bring it home, and then you got to shake off the snow, and then you got to come in, and you know, some older needles will fall off, and then you have to keep it watered, and then one thing after another, and just why not just give up? Well, you don't give up because it's tradition. It's just a wonderful way to bring back the beauty and the fragrance and the environment of Christmas. People go out and they'll buy those diffusers that bring about a sense of pine in order to replicate what a balsam tree does naturally. It just turns your home into Christmas. And it brings back these traditions that families have had in the past, maybe as children, and brings those older traditions back home. I'll tell you a story. When the pandemic hit, and it was December of 2020, and we really were not sure what to expect at that point because of the shutdown and people keeping distance, and it was the biggest sellout of our entire Christmas tree program. Within 5 days, 4 days, we completely sold out, and it were those folks who just wanted to go back to the way things were. After being cooped up and trapped in their house, they wanted to go outside, they wanted to be around other people, and we provided that opportunity, and we developed a lot of repeat customers from those early times.
You know, Marshall, that is still one of the most interesting stories, and I think speaks to the tradition of this event every year, is I remember doing the phone call with you that year, as we do usually the Monday before the sale starts, and we had talked about the year before. The tree sale went well, but there were trees left at the end, and weren't really sure what was going to happen because of the COVID that we were in 2020. And I remember the tree sale started on Friday, and I don't even think a week had gone by, and you had called the station back and said, "We're sold out."
Yeah.
And I thought, boy, if that doesn't speak to tradition, which is what really the pandemic brought people back to or put people in touch with.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. And we so enjoy meeting folks and explaining to folks while we're visiting with them and showing the tree that the Y-men are so much more than Christmas trees. We do so much more in this community, and selling Christmas trees, which has been going on since the early 50s, is a wonderful fun fundraiser for us, and we use that those monies to recirculate right on back into the community as we serve others in Marion.
And I want to get to that history of the Y-Men in just a second, but for those just tuning in, I do want to let people know that the annual Y-Men Live Christmas Tree Sale kicks off this Friday, Black Friday, November 28th, on the corner of Reed and East Church Street. The Y-Men will be there this Friday, and this Friday only from noon until 7, Saturday and Sundays from noon until 7, and then during the week thereafter, 4 to 7 p.m. Trees range in price from $20 to $75, depending on the size of the tree. And again, it kicks off this Friday, November the 28th, noon until 7, 350 trees there on the corner of Reed and East Church Street. Marshall, tell us about some of your supporters. I know a lot of people come together to make this happen.
You know, I'm glad you asked me that, Scott, because on this phone call, I really wanted to point out and recognize, and I don't even know if I'm going to be able to list all of them, but the community supports us every year in wonderful ways so that we can continue our mission. And it all starts with those small individual donations. Even the family that, say, for example, buys a medium balsam tree for $55 and gives us $60 and tells us to keep it. Those little $5, $1, $10 donations during the Christmas tree sale and during the year when random checks will just show up at our post office box from folks who want to support us individually. It's important that the folks know that we really appreciate those regular and sustaining donations. But moving beyond that, where do I start? We meet at the VFW Stephen Cheney VFW on Route 4 South, Marysville Road, the VFW with the helicopter out front. They are a great supporter of our organization. Ohio Health continues to donate quite a bit of money to us, and we use that specific money to purchase fasteners, screws and bolts and all other fasteners that we need for our wheelchair ramps. The Marion County Council on Aging, who not only refers to us prospective candidates or families that need a wheelchair ramp who otherwise could not afford it, they in turn provide us with a very generous grant every year. Kroger grocery stores. You can specify the Y-Men to receive a regular donation from Kroger based on your shopper's card. And the Marion Community Foundation, they have been a partner of ours for many years. Park National Bank is another another business in town that supports us, and I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about the golf outing. So here in the winter, our annual Christmas tree sale. In June, 6 months later, is our annual golf outing, typically out at Kings Mill Golf Club. And we have so many wonderful folks that really fill out their scorecard and sign up for that wonderful golf outing. So, and I should point out also the American Legion Post 162 out on Bell Fountain Avenue, another generous supporter of our mission here in Marion.
You know, Marshall, as people are out there listening to us this morning, I'm getting a message here. How do we donate without buying a tree? What is the best way? You gave us several ways there, but what's the best way? Can people stop by the Christmas tree lot? Should they go to Kroger? What in your opinion, is the best way to do that if maybe you are not going to purchase a tree, but you want to donate to the Wyman nonetheless?
Well, you mentioned Kroger, so you can go to the customer service center and you can direct Kroger to donate to a nonprofit of your choice. And you can specify the Wyman Service Club at Kroger. And then they, in turn, will donate a portion of or a percentage of your sales to the Wyman. As far as literally giving us money, sure, you could stop by the tree lot and drop off money if you don't want to purchase a tree. That would be wonderful. But you could also drop a check off in the mail to us at our post office box, post office box 275 in Marion.
All right, post office box 275, stop by the tree lot or talk to the people at Kroger. Marshall, tell us the history of the Wyman in general here in Marion. How did it come to be and what kinds of things do you guys do?
It all started in the basement of the downtown YMCA. In 1946, and a group of men got together and decided to create, put together an association to serve the folks of Marion County. We're not affiliated with any national organization. We're just a group of local guys that, want to work with our hands, want to make a difference to the folks in Marion. We've, over the years, done many service projects, even out to Lincoln Park, the shelter houses. You'll see two or three shelter houses built by the Wyman and with our name on those shelter houses. We've done other projects for the city of Marion and the parks, but over the years, we've kind of found our niche, and that is building wood wheelchair ramps for folks who otherwise couldn't afford a ramp to get out from their home. Individuals that are confined to their home, or even worse yet, confined to a wheelchair and literally cannot get out of their house without assistance. And it's those moments when we get a referral from an applicant. Some folks will apply to the Wyman through our Facebook page, or we'll get a referral from the Marion County Council on Aging. We'll evaluate the family, and we will, in other words, we need to verify income. because we'll build wheelchair ramps for those who otherwise would be hard pressed. We'll say it at that to put together the money for something like this. Well, and then we'll go out and evaluate the lot. You know, frankly, some houses, some lots, you can't fit a wheelchair ramp in them. Others are very simple, a one or two level ramp, not a problem to put together in a few hours for us. Some are very complex as they come down off the top step of the porch, wind down, come down to a landing, turn and wind again, and maybe even turn a third time in order to follow that one and 12 pitch or 5-degree pitch that a wheelchair ramp must be built at. And then we've got folks who, as I mentioned earlier, haven't been out of their house in weeks or months. And we finish that wheelchair ramp, and they wheel out onto their new ramp, out into the sunshine in the middle of summer, and come out and enjoy the outdoors when, prior to us, the only way they'd get out was with help, with folks who could literally lift them out of their house. And that that simple action of seeing those folks is what brings us back year after year building ramps. And we completed 21 ramps this year, 18 ramps the year before, and there is always a need for wheelchair ramps in one way or another for folks as they progress in their life at their home.
Well, and Marshall, again, talking about the history of doing these interviews, I remember a few years ago, one of our listeners was listening to us talk about the Christmas trees and heard you talking about the ramps. And I believe they called the Council on Aging, and eventually, through the process that needs to happen, you guys went out there and built a ramp for him.
Oh, and, no kidding.
Yes.
Oh, that's
yes.
Great.
And so, you know, you never know who's listening, and you never know what's going to come of these things. And really, at this time of the year, that is sort of magical that these stories have come from, you know, the last, I don't know how many years that we've done these interviews. It's a tremendous thing. So I know people have been helped, and that's wonderful. And I also find it fascinating that this is a local group, absolutely local group. And I did not know until we started doing these interviews, this group, because I always wondered, why is it the Y Men? It's the YMCA tie-in, right, Marshall?
That's where we got our start.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, we met at the YMCA for many, many years, and then eventually outgrew the rooms, and now have found a home at the VFW on Route 4. We meet the first and third Wednesday of every month, except during the summer. When we're building ramps, we'll only meet on the first Wednesday of June, July, and August for our monthly business meeting. But then on the third Sunday, the third Wednesday, we will have guest speakers, or we'll have fun night. We'll play cards and recirculate quarters. And we'll have a good time, but we've been doing this for so many years, and it's what drew me to the Y Men, that I'm able to go out and make a difference with my hands and help folks and get my hands dirty and come away. Some of these ramps, the huge ramps, they'll drop a load of lumber. And again, I should go back and talk about another great sponsor, and that's Henry Lumber Company, that we bring our lumber in from, a great sponsor and supporter of us. Henry will drop off the lumber, and in 4 hours, we'll be packing up and done with the construction. Everyone knows their own skill and their own step in building these ramps. There's no blueprint. I mean, there's a little hand-drawn sketch that we're going by, but there's no blueprint. There's no book on how to do this. Everyone knows different aspects of how these ramps go together, and 8, 10, 12 men on the job, and we wrap up a ramp and move on until the next week.
It's absolutely tremendous, and I do want to let people know that 1 year, Charlie Evers and I were asked to do a joint speech at the Y-Men Service Group, and we had a tremendous time. You know, you go out and do a lot of speeches, and that was one of the ones that to this day still sticks out in my mind. It was a lot of fun.
Nice.
A lot of fun. And I do want to let people know we've got about 9 minutes left in this interview that the Y-Men Live Christmas Tree Sale, an annual tradition here in Marion, kicks off Black Friday this Friday, November 28th. The Y-Men will be there this Friday, noon until 7, Saturday and Sundays, noon until 7, and during the week thereafter from 4 until 7 p.m. Location, the corner of Reed and East Church Street. And again, the trees range in price from $20 to $60. So get out there and check those trees out. Marshall, how did the Christmas trees and the Y-Men become a tradition and an annual thing?
You know, one of our older members, John White, has been with us since the early 50s, and he tells the stories of the guys would rent a semi-trailer and drive up to Michigan to a tree farm, and they would camp out overnight, and then in the morning, load the Christmas trees into the semi-truck trailer and drive all the way back down from Michigan. That would have been in the early 50s. And then later on, we'd get boxcars from the trains. They would pull into the rail behind what is now the Marion Courthouse Annex. And there in the parking lot, they would unload Christmas trees from the boxcar. 4,000 Christmas trees at one point, when, you know, artificial trees just simply didn't exist. And So that's been going on for many years. I remember as a child, I would go to the Y-Men's Christmas tree lot on the corner of Greenwood and East Church Street, where the public library is now, and picking out a Christmas tree from their location then. After the library was built, that's in 1977, I believe, that's when we moved to our current location on the corner Reed and East Church.
Marshall, this group started in 1946 here locally. Next year, am I right here, 80 years you guys have been around?
Yep, that's right.
Yeah. Any big celebrations going on next year to mark the 80th year occasion?
You know, that's a good point. I should bring that up at the next business meeting. I don't know. We're really kind of a pretty humble group of guys. I point that out because, you know, we could easily get caught up in the emotion of building these ramps for folks, and I have definitely been caught up in the emotion. But in order to get through this, because, you know, some of these situations are really tug at your heartstrings. And in order to just get through it, you have to focus on your tape measure and your T-square and the mechanics of putting these ramps together. It certainly is rewarding at the end when we take a picture with the family and the individual on their new ramp. We post those on our Facebook page. There's always something new on our Facebook page that we try to communicate to the community. And it makes it so worthwhile. And as opposed to some big celebration, probably not. We'll just build another ramp instead.
Well, that sounds like a good way to mark 80 years. Marshall, if somebody wants to join this group, how do they do it?
Well, reach out to any of us either through our Facebook page, Y-Men's Service Club, or come to our meetings. The business meeting is at 6 o'clock on the first Wednesday of every month, but then it concludes, and the general meeting happens at 6:30 on the first and third Wednesday of the month. So they're always welcome to come out and meet with us there at the Stephen Cheney VFW on Route 4. They could drop us a note to our post office box, 275. Any number of ways that if they're interested, if they happen to see us working on a ramp, and this has happened more than once. We're in a neighborhood, we're building a ramp, and one of the neighbors comes over and wants to find out more about who we are and what we're doing, and it isn't long before they've joined. So that's obviously another opportunity when you happen to see a group of 10 or 12 men and a pile of lumber and saws spinning. That's another great opportunity to find out more about us.
Marshall, I know many service groups are having trouble with membership. Have the Y-Men stayed pretty strong?
Well, we're not as big as we used to be, that's for sure. There was a time when we had to leave one of our locations, not leave it, but we had a waiting list because the location that we were at had a capacity of 65 people. And so though we don't have a waiting list anymore, and this year we regret that we've lost three members who have passed away. In turn, we've brought in eight new members this year. It's been a really surprising year that we've had with new members that have joined up. Young folks, friends of my son, and other members of the community.
It's
I should point out, Scott.
Yes.
I didn't get this across. We are more than wheelchair ramps, and we donate thousands of dollars in cash to other nonprofits in Marion at least every other year, and if not once a year, we're able to make substantial financial donations to nonprofits in Marion. I could go on the Marion County or the Marion Historical Society, the Palace Theater, Amy Orr and Luke 311 Ministries, the Peanut Butter Truck, the Homeless to Home, the Humane Society. We support the Royal Family Kids Camp, where children of severe illness are able to go to a camp and enjoy camp life. There are so many different organizations that we support. And that's what I kind of try to point out to folks. If you donate to us, you're just donating to the Marion County community as a whole, because if you buy a Christmas tree, the profits turn around and go, yes, to purchase lumber for a wheelchair ramp, but at the same time, monies that we have in excess get donated right back to other nonprofits. And that's a that's a hallmark of our organization, that, you know, we're from Marion, we support Marion, and we'll continue to.
Something to be very proud of here in Marion since 1946, and I want to mention again, the annual Y-Men Christmas Tree Sale, live Christmas Tree Sale, kicks off this Friday, November 28th, Black Friday, at the corner of Reed and East Church Street, 350 trees to start. Noon to 7, the Y-Men will be there this Friday on Black Friday. Black Friday only from noon to 7. Those will be the hours. After that, Saturday and Sunday, noon to 7, and during the week, Monday through Friday, 4 to 7, until all the trees are gone. The trees range in price from $20 to $60. This is something you want to do. This is a tradition here in Marion for a long, long time, and it really says holidays when this comes about. Marshall, it's always a pleasure talking with you. Please keep us updated on how many trees you have left and what's going on over there.
I will.
It's always fun to talk with you every year, and happy holidays.
Well, thank you so much, Scott, and I would be remiss if I didn't recognize the support of WWGH. Thank you so much for your interest and publicity for our mission in Marion.
Nope, it's our pleasure. Thank you, Marshall.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Marshall Cunningham, the Y-Men Christmas Tree Sale, underway this Friday, November 28th, at the corner of Reed and East Church Street, noon to 7, Black Friday. Don't miss out on that. We'll be back right after this. 470. You can also find them on Facebook at JV Landscape.